Blog Talk Radio.
Praise him, praise him. Sister Angie, are you here? Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Are you here, Sister Angie? And as I was saying, loved ones, we have our new feature and Sister Angie Abdu, and she's going to be hosting, and I want all of you to welcome her. Sister Angie, can you hear us? Okay. I don't hear her, but I do know. Let's see. Let's check the switchboard, and let's see what's going on. Okay. Sandy, are you,
you
here?
Hear me now? Yes.
Oh,
yes,
I've
been here.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, everyone. For the next, oh my goodness. For the next, welcome to BTR. We're so glad to have you on the radio set this morning. There's so much going on, but we're so glad to have you. And I see we've got only 11 minutes and 31 seconds left on the broadcast, so I'm going to put this mic in your hand and you just let God use you. Everyone, the audience, BTR, let's now receive Sister Angie Abdu all the way from Africa. God bless you, sister. We love you. The mic is yours.
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, kings and queens. Welcome to Queenhood Talk. This is your host, Sister Ange Abdu, the Queen of Sheba. Let me introduce to you what Queenhood Talk is about. Our targets are mostly our sisters, the ones that are lost, confused, hurt, the ones that are living under a false identity, the ones rejected, disrespected, the ones that are mocked. All these due to a painful childhood, a terrible marriage, due to a wrong environment, due to a wrong association, and even because of wrong making decision. And let's not forget that the lack of knowledge plays an important role as well. However, our goal on this platform is to bring recovery of the true identity. To experience retrieve of what was lost. Is to see healing taking place, healing of the soul and resurrection of God altar in lives. All will be done under the supervision of the Holy Spirit, of course. What can we do without God? Psalm 139, verse 14. And I'm quoting, I will praise you for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Amen. We see confidence here. So this is the kind of confidence we would love to see in our sisters, and why not in our brothers? Being knowledgeable of how God took his quality time to make us. Unfortunately, many of our sisters are displaying the wrong attitude of losers, attitudes of low self-esteem. They don't know their true identity. They don't know their value. They don't know the beauty and how precious they are. A veil of pain, of hurt, of past experience is blinding them. And this veil is keeping them in captivity. But let me make it very personal. There is a queen, a beautiful, rare, unique, priceless queen in you. But she is locked in. We will not let you live in that predicament. We will not let you live in that low and dark place. We love you too much to allow it. This is why Queenhood is coming to let you know that your cry for help has been heard. The simplest sleepless and sad night has been exposed to us. And by the grace of God, we will help you regain your strength, your rightful position, your identity, your true beauty, the beauty that is in and out. You will regain everything by the grace of God. You will come out of this mental, this spiritual and physical prison. And you know why? Because you were born as a winner, not as a loser. Born with talent and gift and excellent potential. You are not a quitter, but you are an overcomer, a conqueror. One more thing. How much do you want it? Do you remember the woman with the 12 years blood issue? She was overwhelmed. But when she heard about Jesus, she regained a strength to push one more time. My sister, I need you to push one more time. She didn't care if she was smelling, what people would say, or how they would view her. She was focused on touching him. She was moving with something very important that I need you to move. I need you to move with. Do you know that thing? We call it expectation. Are you connecting to queenhood with expectation? This is a question that only you can answer. If you want change, you must fully trust the one that brings change. The word of God said, didn't I tell you that if you believe, you will see my glory? Healing, recovery, deliverance, change, retrieve, all those things are coming to you. Those things are knocking at your door. Would you open the door? Jesus is the key with capital K, but you have your own key with a lowercase k. And that lowercase k is your will. Hallelujah. I love it. And let me tell you now, God is not done with you yet. God is not done with you yet. Do not put a period on your life story. Instead, start a new chapter with a positive attitude, with a new mindset, a new perspective of your yourself. Trust me, sis, there is a voice for the voiceless. There is a voice for the poor. There is a voice for those who have been abused mentally, physically, emotionally, verbally, spiritually. There is a voice, and that voice is Jesus Christ. That's his name. Jesus Christ has heard your voice. And I know that you have heard it many, many times in your local churches, on TV, on social media. But let me tell you something. Did you have a personal encounter with him? You need a personal encounter, because if you have a personal encounter like the 12 years, like the woman with the blood issue, then a difference will be making your life. And you need to take that step today. It's starting now. Let me give you a homework, amen? Let me give you a homework that you will do every single day, morning and night, okay? You will do it every day. And please take it seriously. Every morning and before you sleep, I want you to read Psalm 139 and verse 14. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Speak this verse into your life. Trust Yahweh Elohim, God our maker, our creator. God is so good, and God loves you so much. May the Lord, God of peace, Jehovah Shalom, gives you peace. May the Lord, our healer, amen, gives you healing. May the Lord our provider, Jehovah Jireh, provide for you exceedingly and abundantly. This is again Queen Who Talk with your servant and sister, Ange Adu, the Queen of Sheba. We expect you to come with expectation next Thursday at 8:30 a.m. here on NPA Black Talk Radio. Feel free to call in 516-666-9491. God bless you. Thank you.
And thank you so much, Queen of Sheba, Sister Angie Adu. Oh, my goodness. Do we have any of the listeners who just like to say hi to the Queen of Sheba before we exit the studio? Anyone to say hi to her or thank her for coming? She did an excellent job this morning. Anybody would like to just encourage her before the studio closes? Anybody? You're at liberty. Well, thank you so much, Queen of Sheba. And that's right. You're looking forward to hearing her next Thursday morning at 8:30 again. And till then, we send our love and appreciation. Thank you so much, Queen of Sheba. And we look forward to the next time, which will be next Thursday morning. Thank you all, audience, for being with us. And may God forever bless and keep each of you is our prayers. We love you so much. Family and audience, be sure you tell everyone about this new talk show that's being aired right here on NPA. And until next time, may God bless and keep each of you real. Bless you all.